USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the war continues in Ukraine, President Vladimir Zelensky had a message on ABC in English for America.
I just want you to feel and to understand what does it mean for us, freedom. Because always American people, they speak about freedom and they know what is it. And now, when you're looking at Ukrainians, I think you feel what does it mean for us. And if you understand how we feel like, how we fight against all the enemies for our freedom, I think we'll win.
A 15-year-old boy is dead and two teenage girls remain hospitalized in critical condition after a shooting outside a high school in Des Moines, Iowa. According to the Des Moines Police Department, the gunfire came from a passing vehicle. Potential suspects have been detained. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. As the way we work continues to change and we move towards a new normal, access to effective learning and development opportunities remains top of mind for today's workforce. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy, Bank of America's global learning and professional development organization for employees.
As many of us navigate new job descriptions, adapt to changing priorities and shifting demands, and contemplate what's next for our careers, it's more important than ever to prioritize personal growth and development. At Bank of America, lifelong learning is a part of our culture. By offering immersive learning experiences and personalized guidance and mentorship, we're focused on giving employees the skills and knowledge they need to achieve their goals and be successful in their jobs, both now and in the future.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit bankofamerica.com/careers.
Henry Enrique Tarrio, the former leader of the Proud Boys, a far-right extremist group, was arrested in connection to his organization's role in planning the January 6th attack. While Tarrio is not accused of physically taking part in the breach of the Capitol, the indictment alleges that he led the advance planning and remained in contact with other members of the Proud Boys during the breach. The indictment from the State Department alleges that Tarrio continued to direct and encourage the Proud Boys prior to and during the events of January 6th, and that he claimed credit for what happened on social media. A Georgia man was sentenced to 3 years in prison after illegally obtaining coronavirus relief loans and using more than $57,000 of the money to buy a collectible Pokemon card. Vinath Otismine of Dublin, Georgia, agreed to forfeit the costly trading card as part of a plea agreement, according to U.S. Attorney David Estes of the Southern District of Georgia. Otismine pled guilty in October to a single count of wire fraud. Otismine received over $85,000 from the loan program. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
An anti-lynching bill has been passed and is ready for the president's signature.
Congress gave final approval to a bill that makes lynching a federal hate crime. The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act is named for the black teenager whose brutal killing in Mississippi in 1955 and his mother's insistence on an open casket funeral to show her child's injuries became a pivotal moment in the civil rights era. The bill would make it possible to prosecute a crime as a lynching when a conspiracy to commit a hate crime results in death or serious bodily injury. Those convicted under the act have faced 30 years in prison. It took a century to pass the law, which was overwhelmingly approved in the House and received unanimous support in the Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
McDonald's said it is temporarily closing all 850 restaurants in Russia in response to the country's invasion of Ukraine. The burger giant said it will continue paying its 62,000 employees in Russia who have poured their heart and soul into the McDonald's brand. But in an open letter to employees, McDonald's president and CEO Chris Kempczinski said closing the stores for now is the right thing to do. If your NFL team is looking for a new quarterback, cross Aaron Rodgers' name off the list as he's planning to come back to the Green Bay Packers for an 18th season, a move that answers the big question that has dominated the NFL offseason discussion. NFL Network reported that the 38-year-old Rodgers had agreed to a four-year, $200 million contract that includes $153 million in guaranteed money. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.